Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Finally, he clears Miles Wood in space. He's got some speed. Wood towards the net. He scores! Reach for the sky! The comeback is complete! Miles Wood! And they take game one by a final of 4-3.
And no offense, but hopefully we do not hear too much of that voice over the course of the next week plus, with the Stars and the Avalanche kicking off tomorrow night, 7:30 on TNT at the AAC. And the voice of the Avs is set to join us coming up momentarily here on Sean and Bobby. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. In talking to Gavin Spittle, the Hockey Hawk, I don't think he would mind me saying this, but whatever. We always got to go behind the curtain. I'm getting some worry from Gavin about the Dallas Stars. And I don't know if a first-round exit or an early exit would surprise him whatsoever. So that's what I've been getting from Spittle over the course of the past few weeks. Let's bring in the play-by-play voice of the Avs himself, Connor McGahey, on DFW Sports Station with Sean and Bobby. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today?
We're okay. We've been floundering a little bit, as you know. How much, Connor, has the last 2 weeks of the Star season changed your mind about this series, if at all?
I don't think at all, really, because we all know the true colors of both the Avs and the Stars, right? I mean, this is the series that I think, I mean, despite the fact that we have Florida, Tampa in the first round, Ottawa, Toronto, you have the Shen brothers going head-to-head with Winnipeg and St. Louis. This is the series that everybody keeps talking about. I mean, for a million reasons. There's eight different threads that go in between, not on the ice, right? And then, obviously, you have two of the top five teams in the National Hockey League on the ice. So, I just think back to, you know, the 0-2 Red Wings, the 22 Colorado Avalanche, who I think lost 5 of 6 or 6 of 7 down the stretch before the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, a different scenario for the Avalanche, who didn't play, you know, a lot of their guys down the stretch, still finished above 500 in the month of March, despite the fact that they couldn't move up or down. But this is still the tastiest matchup for me in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we get front row seats to it.
Yeah, and I was worried when Vegas came out with, you know, you're seeing different prognostications. The Bet Online said 55% chance for the Avs to win the series, and you see a lot of coin flips, and I'm like, okay, we've had this magnificent season. We have home ice advantage. Why aren't we more favored? But it sounds like you're not surprised whatsoever.
No, I mean, and a lot of that has to do with just it could be the playoff format, right? If it's one versus eight, then it's a different story. But we should probably not complain about that because it's not going to change anytime soon. But I just think that because the Central Division is so strong, I mean, five teams now from the Central are in the Stanley Cup playoffs again. I think there have only been five seasons since we started this playoff format that the Central has not sent the majority of teams into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that's just both of our lots in life, is that you have to deal with the toughest division in the National Hockey League. And, that's what makes the road to the Cup that much tougher, but that much sweeter all at the same time.
Connor, you know, here in Dallas, a lot of the conversation recently has been about that this is sort of a finesse hockey team in Dallas. And there's a question of are they prepared to stand up to the physicality of the NHL playoffs, of the Stanley Cup playoffs? When you look at Colorado, we obviously know about, you know, Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon and the bright spots there in Colorado. What do you guys look at from your end and say this is the big question for them as they enter the postseason and their ability to go far?
Obviously this is a completely different team than the beginning of the season, right? I mean, the first team in NHL history to switch out both of their opening night starting goaltenders before Christmas, now replacing with the Lumberyard with Mackenzie Blackwood and somebody you're very familiar with and Scott Wedgwood, as you probably know, one of the best guys in the game, one of the best, if not the best backup goaltender in the game. So that happens, and then you have, obviously, Mikko Rantanen trade, Marty Natchez, then down the middle, Brock Nelson, Charlie Coyle, Jack Drury. The Avalanche went from having 1.5 to 2 centers to having 5, because that's where Parker Kelly has played all year, right? And now he's been moved to the wing on the fourth line with Drury and Logan O'Connor. Defensively, I mean, you have Taves Makar, your top D pair for Team Canada. Thomas Harley knows that. Right behind, you have Ryan Lindgren, who played top minutes with Adam Fox for the New York Rangers. Josh Manson returns, you know, as a veteran Stanley Cup champion. And then on the back end, you have Sam Girard and Sam Malinsky, and Eric Johnson is your seventh defenseman. Depth was an issue early on in the season. I'm not sure that's an issue now if the Avalanche are completely healthy. But we end up, to answer the question, with the first sort of item in the sequence, which is the goaltending. And neither of them have played in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't think that would be a problem. Mackenzie Blackwood is a big game goaltender, and he's got one of the best teams in the NHL playing in front of him. And that usually makes it easier on a goaltender, especially when he's making a playoff debut.
You know, leaning into that aspect of it, the inexperience of Blackwood in terms of with the playoffs, when you look at, you know, they've always made the argument in baseball that sometimes that lack of experience can really burn you. Other times it can be a benefit because you almost don't know enough to know you don't know. Is there an instance there with, you know, Blackwood where you guys feel that way too, where it's, hey, he's, like you mentioned, been a big game goaltender, and so there is sort of this ignorance of the moment where he knows he doesn't even know enough to be intimidated by it?
Yeah, that's possible. But also you have the advice Eric Johnson said on our flagship station yesterday, that the best advice that he gives to young players who have not been in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, Eric Johnson has played 1,023 games in the NHL and 55 Stanley Cup playoff games, excuse me. You know, he was the first player that Gabe Landeskog passed the cup to in 22 when they beat Tampa. One of the reasons they brought him back was a steady hand on the tail of veteran presence in the locker room for those who have never made it to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And his advice is, it's a roller coaster. Every shift, every period, every game, every series has extreme highs and extreme lows. And the key is to stay right in between the lines, right in the middle, hands 10-2 on the wheel. So I would think that advice doesn't go for your skaters, it goes for your goaltenders as well. So I think that's the main theme for the Avalanche locker room, and that would be the main advice that would go towards Mackenzie Blackwood, which I think is great advice, especially for a goaltender. And we've seen brilliance out of Blackwood, and It really.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They helped turn the Avalanche season around, and I would think that would continue into the first round.
And now the Stars have to deal with the emotional uplift of your captain returning. Is he going to play 3 years out? For Landeskog with the nasty injury, Bobby in the commercial break was watching some 5-part documentary that was even giving me some goosebumps. What's the status there, and how much of an emotional uplift do you think that will be?
Yeah, that's excuse me. That clean sheet series is great, isn't it? Really insightful and inspiring, frankly, because you see all the dirty details of what he's had to go through, and you know. Replacing setbacks with lessons and all this stuff. I find out like everybody else when he's actually going to play or not. But what I can tell you is that last weekend he played his first professional hockey in 1,020 days as he played with the Colorado Eagles at home versus Henderson. He played about 15 minutes on Friday, went back and played again in game two on Saturday and had a goal and an assist. Was on the PK, was playing 3-on-3, you know, playing some hard minutes. It wasn't just gliding around there on a power play on the perimeter or, you know, an easy shift here and there with the last change on home ice. It was gritty, gave Landeskog minutes, and I think those were tests that he needed to pass physically and mentally to be ready to go if, in fact, that's a possibility. It is a day-by-day thing because, as you've seen from that documentary, things can change literally in an instant, and the knee can go back to feeling the way it was before. But all week, he's been a full participant in practice Monday and Tuesday. And again, full bore from the eye test. I'm anything but a doctor, but everything has looked good. And we'll just have to wait and see if he's going to be a participant in this series in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But this has been the most positive week in 3.5 years in the hockey life of Gabe Landeskog. And from that point or standpoint alone, it's incredible to see him. Just like you, getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Avalanche play-by-play man Connor McGahee joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, so we are 20 games into the Mikko Rantanen experience here in Dallas. There's obviously, you know, a emotional component as well for him getting to go against his former team in this series. Based on everything that you saw from Mikko and his time in Colorado, is this a moment that you think he elevates for, or what do you anticipate from him in this series?
It's hard to say because, you know, extraordinary circumstances and a strange year for that, for anybody to go through that. So it's hard to tell, but again, somebody who has been there and knows what it takes to win, to put in the hard yards again, to keep the hands on 10-2 on every shift. So every team dynamic is different. So, and I don't know Dallas's that well, but I just know that Mikko was always one of the best to us, performed great on a nightly basis, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it obviously is a very unique situation. And I just I wonder how much each side would play the fact that it's maybe a faceless opponent instead of a familiar opponent.
I'm taken aback a little bit. We have your profile picture up on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube. Do you know what I'm about to say here?
Maybe.
How old are you, man? I thought I was talking to like a 52-year-old grizzled veteran with the Marlboro Red voice, and I'm looking at this kid who looks like he just came out of Northwestern. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 40 in February.
Oh, my. Yeah. Listen to this voice. Do you get that a lot? Look at this guy. Look at this kid. Put him back up, Hayden. Put him up on the Fan Cam. I looked over and I was like, we got the wrong photo. I told my video guy, you all got the wrong photo up.
I thought you were talking about the X profile picture where it's Carl Fredrickson from Up with a headset on.
No. I say you look 23. Props.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Very kind of you.
Or you just woke up like 4 minutes ago with that deep voice.
Oh, no. The dog got us up a long, long time ago.
All right, so when we take a look at the series just between Dallas and Colorado, obviously two really big-time favorites if they get past this round here, that they're still big-time favorites to win the Stanley Cup. If Colorado fails to take this series, what do you think you're going to be looking back on and talking about? They failed to do this, and that's what really cost them.
It's hard to say one thing. The theme for the team, marketing-wise, is built different this time around, and because Chris McFarland has made so many trades and just constructed really a deep contender. I mean, this is as deep a team as the Avalanche have had. I definitely since 2022, and I think that with the construction of a team that's set up to win, it's on the ice. So I just think that from an Avalanche perspective, it's not last year's lineup, which wasn't as strong in between the pipes and on out. It would have been, I don't want to call it a surprise, but a bonus to win in the second round and go on to the Western Conference Final. The expectation is a championship every year, but especially when on paper it's supposed to be. And the way that this team is built, I think that Chris McFarland should be heavily thought of for the Jim Gregory Award for General Manager of the Year for completely retooling his roster throughout the entire season. And maybe not necessarily thinking they had to back in training camp, but when the team is built the way that it is, the expectation is to win. And so now all that pressure shifts from the front office to the ice, and we'll see if the Avalanche can make it count and go all the way for their second Stanley Cup in 4 years.
I should have known that he was younger when he had Up as the profile picture.
It's a great movie.
On Twitter, even though it says, are they referring to you as like, get off my lawn guy in this, so you're not really acting young?
Sure. Yeah.
Old soul?
I have a soul of an 87-year-old.
There it is. Hey, man, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the series and have a good call starting tomorrow night.
Hey, looking forward to seeing you guys. Call anytime. Really nice this morning. Thank you.
There he is, Connor McGahey, the play-by-play voice of the Colorado Avalanche. The Rangers break out the brooms on Wash. And is this true? We're getting a Bobby Belt apology. Next on your Home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you, Rhett. Answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.